Ball smack top soil is the truth. Check me out one time, this is coming in real live, man. First 2018, get down, man. I just had to come in and touch the microphone, spit some conversation, man. We got going on and happenings happening right now. You know, I just wanted to come in and comment on a little war jumping off right now. It's kind of significant in a way because it's involving the youngins out here in the Los Angeles urban area environment, the youngins in that musical underground, man, that's determining the sounds coming out of the LA areas, man. I've been telling niggas about my guy Greedo out there, man, blazing new trails and paths, man. I've been keeping my eye on the nigga for a long time. Nigga was just in jail, man. Nigga got up out of that, man, and touched down on the streets, man, and immediately nigga start brewing a nice proper little war with this nigga RJ. I'm calling nigga Ray J and shit. This nigga RJ, which is some interesting type of shit because I just seen this nigga Greedo let RJ do a joint at his show. You feel me? He was doing a show somewhere. I don't know. It might have been two of them. But anyway, I had been observing that shit, man. And I was like, yo, that's an interesting thing right there. It seemed like It always seemed like niggas be in the same lane, you know, because to dominate this L.A. urban environment, man, it's a few factors out there, man, that niggas, you know, niggas just compete with naturally, man, as they rise up, you know what I'm saying? So I guess RJ is the first one this nigga bumping heads with properly, man. It's some funny shit, man. You know, I like RJ, man. He all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I liked his little movement. He ain't never really blew up yet, man. And, you know, he to me, he sound a little bit like YG, like a new improved YG, kind of like. I don't know. It's in that same lane and shit. While Greedo is some other shit, man. He's some other shit, man. It's a trip. But anyway, man, this nigga RJ just dropped a pretty good new album. I just noticed that, man, the Ghetto album. I didn't even know that shit was out. So, you know, due to this war jumping off, I had to go and check it out. And, you know, solid production from DJ Mustard. But I got to keep it 100, man. That Mustard sound ain't really popping like it was, man. That album is weird. And it's a trip to see Greedo talk a lot of shit about dominating that album when that album is full of heavyweight motherfuckers. And the cold part about it is the nigga did, man. You know, the cut that he on All Fours is a dope cut. It might be the best cut on there, man. I listen to that shit, and if it ain't the best cut, it's the second best cut, and it's dope. Like, it's in the strip club. It's dope. Like, for real. Like, I had to give it to this nigga, man. Like, you feel me? When I start saying, okay, let me take it back. Basically, this nigga launched an attack on this nigga RJ via a series of videos where he went into different characters in the videos, and then the nigga just said fuck it and did a 10 cut diss album to this nigga in one motherfucking night, and sent the nigga the beats so he could do his own version of the cuts. I had to come in and talk about this shit, man, because to me, that's some new level of shit right there. That's some new level of battling musically, man, to, because you naturally expect this shit out here to turn violent, man, because, you know, you got Greedo from Grape, and I believe RJ is from Athens, I believe. So you got niggas with niggas behind them, killers. Everybody got killers, you know. But to see a nigga mash forward musically like that in his beef is dope. And the multiple characters, you gotta check out the nigga Instagram page, man. And you know, you gotta check it out, man. I just thought it was some interesting shit. I would like to see RJ respond. I hope nobody get killed behind this shit. But so far, hey man, this nigga Greedo winning like a motherfucker, man. This nigga, hey, very impressive. I've heard different commentary. I heard some niggas say it's an unnecessary waste of energy for a nigga to do some shit like that, to be just, I'm gonna do 10 cuts on a nigga in one night. But the, hey, bottom line, man, the nigga did 10 cuts on this nigga in one night, man, and they all decent cuts, and at least two or three of them sound like some bangers, and the other ones is just good, and that's saying a lot about a nigga, man, to do a decent project in one night. That's saying a lot about some shit, man. Niggas, hey. That's saying a lot about a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, I fuck with this nigga, man. Hopefully we get this nigga on the podcast, man, to chop it up. Then the way the nigga dissed the nigga with the different videos where he just in like a different character and then pointing. Y'all gotta check it out. What I'm finna do right now is I'm gonna play this nigga's some clips from this nigga, you know what I'm saying, and how he was dissing this nigga, and it's gonna have snippets from his 10 cut diss. I don't even know if this is gonna come out, cause I know the nigga got signed and shit, and hopefully I don't have no problems from iTunes or nobody on some copyright, cause that ain't what I'm trying to do. I just want niggas to hear this shit, cause you could kinda, from the 10 snippets he put up on Instagram, you could actually catch a cohesive vibe from the cuts as they are sequenced together. You can hear, it's crazy. I'm just saying, man, it's tight. It's tight. It's worth a listen. Both of these niggas is, RJ is a not whack. Greedo going in on this nigga. RJ is not a whack nigga, but I will say the Greedo is in front, is progressive in the game, and is blazing new trails, and is just really better, like more talented straight out. And both of these niggas can exist, but I don't know if RJ is tight as this nigga, man. Keep it 100, and I'm looking at the rest of these niggas out here in the LA environment, man, and I see him coming for all y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? And when I say all y'all niggas, you know who all y'all niggas are. You feel me? That's just my, when I see this shit, you know it's all competitive. It is what it is. And this is the first time Grape Street done had a nigga like this blazing the path. They ain't had no winner like this. I'm no disrespect to none of the niggas that came before, but it is what it is. So y'all check this out. This is just like a little quick joint. Y'all check out both of these niggas' music, RJ, and you check out Greedo. But hey man, Greedo holding his own, man. They got heavy. This nigga RJ got fucking Ray Schremer on there, fucking YG, Thought I seen some other big motherfuckers on there, and Greedo hung with these niggas. Might have the best cut. Yeah, Ball Smack Topsoil, man. Check that out now. Alright, now y'all want y'all to check out this nigga, man. This nigga Greedo, man. This nigga's a fucking fool, man. Now remember, what you about to hear is one nigga. This is one nigga is gonna do every voice you hear starting in this going forward. This is one nigga.
This is Buzzy the P speaking, and I heard my boy O3 will be going with a challenge with RJ. Chuckle. I don't know. Maybe he'll win, maybe he'll lose, I don't know. But I know this guy does 14 songs in the evening. I also know this guy produces his own music. He writes his own hooks. He doesn't even need a feature. He puts 40 on one album. And then what? Later on, he puts 30. Then he puts 33. Wait a minute. Purple Sonomer, 1 through 3, adds up to 103 songs. This guy's a fucking genius. Then he did an album for his boy who passed away, Money Changes Everything, and pastes his boy Face, whose name is Money, on some money. And let's not even talk about the fashion. Oh my gosh, the fashion. This guy. I mean, just look at him. T-Square, G-Star, Gucci, Louis. This guy's running it up in Nike Cortez. Oh my God. It hurts my head, but hey, shout out to you. You know what? I'm a little too upset. I was cooling in my Gucci loafers. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a little too tight in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling a little tight. So I think I'll move on to something a little more comfortable. And get back to running it up on these bitch-ass niggas. Is that a D-squared bag? Oh my goodness. Is this a Gucci bag? Is those Margiela's? Is this a Louis bag? Is this a Gucci bag? Is this a Gucci bag? Is this a fucking Gucci bag? Oh my God. What's going on here? Is this Gucci thrown on the ground like rags? Oh my fucking God. Are these all the... Is this Gatorade? Is this Jordan? Is this Jordan? Is this Jordan? Is this fucking... No, that's Nike. That's Air Max. I'm sorry. Trap shoes. That was my bitch's sandals, if you're wondering. Traffic. I love traffic. I'm always in traffic. No, I'm not talking about in the car. Oh, you wouldn't understand. Now, here's the funniest thing. This guy just commented on my post and said, too much singing, if you ask me. But when I went to the studio with this fella, I saw him speaking to O3. They were speaking in the corner. It was a secret. It was a whisper going on. But he said, we need your sauce, P. Oh, we need your sauce, P. Desperately. It was as if he was on his knees with his fist balled up. We need your sauce, P. We need your sauce, P. So, I guess I heard this DJ Mustard beat. And O3, man, he's zoning in. He makes that all fours hook immediately. I'm talking immediately. As soon as the beat is played. He lays it in one fucking take. Impeccable. They didn't move him to the second verse. They take the O3 off of his name when they post it on the album. And they pretend RJ created the flow. This is all fun and games, and I know nobody's gonna get involved. If you get the whoop, it'll be problems. But hey, you better not fuck with O3.
Hey, RJ, I'm telling you now, man, it's friendly competition, man. You can't fuck with me on no street shit. You from Mobile, nigga, you 36. But what I'm telling you is I'm riding with Draco, and we have a chopper. You did? And I ain't talking about no chopper like a gun. I'm talking about a whole motherfucking full clip. For your music challenge, it is now not just me versus you, but since you're mad at me hanging with Draco, it's Draco and Greedo against RJ and Scheme. And we so much assholes, we don't care if y'all not from the same hood or y'all not friends. Oh, my bad, I showed the shooter in the back. But we don't care about that. It's Draco and O3, the kings of the underworld of California.
You ain't got no light on, can't see.
Oh, baby love, they see me on this X shooter. Don't worry about the shooter face. Fuck RJ. No, I'm just playing. That's my boy. But your shit, I mean, it sounds good. When you sing like a feminine woman or like a bitch or like, you know what I'm saying? But
ladies, gentlemen, I want to ask you one thing. If you're from the ghetto, around the ghetto, or near the ghetto, what is your favorite song off of RJ's album with Mustard called Ghetto? Victory is mine. You doing okay? Huh? You doing alright? I believe it's Paul Force by my boy O3 Greedo featuring RJ. Fuck the switcheroo with the verses. You know what's going on. That's my song. That was for an album that has nothing to do with you. You're just trying to tag along. RJ and Draco against O3. Oh no. I'm O3. O3 and Draco against RJ and Scheme. Well, will that. That will make. 2018, I've got another challenge. You know what I'm saying? I will admit. My boy O3, well, no. He was born at Kaiser Permanente in Los Angeles, California. And he actually grew up at his grandmother's house, both who lived in the 40s. Then he went to his mother's house, who lived in Gardena. He also spent his summers in Sacramento with his grandparents, Joe Jackson, and also Alice Jackson, his Mexican grandmother. Oh, let's get it going. And then he went through a rough patch, and he lived in St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Atlanta, Georgia, Raleigh, North Carolina. He bounced around is what I'm saying. He spent a lot of his time in jail. So if you're going to call yourself Mr. L.A., could you let me know what part of L.A. were you born in? What hospital were you born in? You see, well, my boy O3, he's fighting all day and a half, you know? He's going through some things you just couldn't understand, you dig? He's gone to fucking prison. He's been shot at. He's been shot. He's been robbed. He's robbed, you know? When it comes to these rappers, he just doesn't mind getting on your head. It's fun and games, you know? So what I'm telling you is, I will go around a rapper who hangs with enemies. I will go around enemies. I will go around gangsters. I don't want to prey on the weak. Me, myself, Buzzy the Bee, my good friend Iceman, and my good, good, good brother, the Wolf. Quite frankly, we don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ride around with a chopper every single day. Don't nobody around me say...
Hey, this the motherfucking Wolf. Where your ass was at in the pushing days, nigga? I don't even fucking know you, nigga. Where your ass was at in the pushing days? I don't nobody fucking know you.
Gucci, 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 Gucci Wolf. Look, man, I had to pop out my fucking grill. You're tripping out. No. We don't do the animosity, no. We would never rap before to ruin your street cred. No, we don't do that. We're gonna call up the Iceman and make a few beats. Just imagine speaking to him over the Never Been beat. Chill, Wolf, chill, Wolf.
Hey, but no, all bullshit aside, go get that motherfucking RJ Ghetto album. I get paid for them shit, so... I know they said y'all favorite song off of that shit was All Fours, which was the song that I'm on, and I'm pretty much positive that that'll be the most streamed song on there. So go get that Ghetto. Thanks for paying me, RJ, and putting some money in my pocket and calling me to get on your album so I can get some money. I will say I appreciate you for bringing me out to the Novo show to help me get a show at Novo. At least that's what I believe. It was a great gesture when I was fresh out of jail, when I got extradited. The first time when I was on the cover for Purple Summer 3. I don't want no beef with no niggas. My management told me to chill, so it's all love. It's my last video, but the moral of the story is just like, if I told you keep me out of it, keep me out of it. I don't like rap beef. Much love and respect.
I said, I quit.
Sounds like a sub.
But I changed my fucking mind.
Not yet. Can we do the challenge?
It doesn't seem like you want to do the challenge.
Can we do the
challenge? So I'm finna
drop.
Well, stay tuned.
Can we do the fucking challenge?
We're gonna do this shit through the email and the Instagram, nigga. I'm doing 10 songs tonight. And I'm gonna send you the song with the beat. And I'll see you in the morning.
I'll get you like 4 or 5 diamonds to put back in the fridge.
I'm finna drop this on the gram, the 4 songs. I'ma drop the 4 songs. I'm gonna place the lyrics in the caption. The first song on my challenge is called We Need Your Sauce Pea. I'm sending you the same beat, and you call the song what you want, and there will be 9 more coming your way.
We need your sauce, bitch! We need your your sauce be?
What type of nigga start beef on the beat? I'm a wolf, you a sheep, you ain't even show your teeth. What type of nigga start beef of a beast? Cause he weak and he starving, watching another nigga see. Red bottom slipping off too big for his feet. Same chain 6 years with your custom made piece. I heard Draco had you shook and then you watch your first beat. At the age of 33, yeah, your girl been telling everybody. Why you ain't get married to nothing no more, cuz? Girls, baby, did your Ricky when you was in the blood. Where was you 2008 with BC at the buzz? Yeah, I fuck with YG, my brother Janky is cuz. And finish you betrayed video right in your hood. With a custom AT, with a picture of scrub. When you wasn't a thug, my niggas really out you. Oh, oh. Hey, my boss, you had another bad year. I don't usually rap beef, chop a bag right here. Other cuts were harder, but I found out he was a new gang money. Bitch, I'm rich and petty, stupid bitch, I'm with whatever. Let's just see what nigga better. I can generate some cheddar. Boot it up in winter weather. Gucci wolf all on my sweater. I'ma beat this shit forever. First of all, these bitches jealous. Come on, it's not like you tell. Every song sound like you yelling. I ain't gotta sing, stupid bitch, I can rap. Make a beat after that. Mono and I can act. I'ma whoop you again. Did that new back to back disappear like the act? You sign the guzzle, sign the guzzle, sign the guzzle, sign the guzzle. No disrespect if you a blood. Sign the guzzle, sign the guzzle, sign the guzzle, sign the guzzle. No disrespect if you a blood. I know bloods will show me love. Got my rules who I can trust. Tell the truth, the shit disgust. Keep my name, I just disgust. 2 out of 10. I'm like, you run out of friends. Oh, no. Bitch, I'm rich and petty. Yeah, bitch, I'm rich and petty. You get it, I don't really think he ready. Ooh, yeah, I'm rich and petty. Stupid bitch, I'm rich and petty. You get it, I don't really think he ready.
What it is, what the fuck you been sipping?
What you sipping is you taking your prescription? Is you high when you be dissing? What you mad I gave you dissing? Cause that shit don't wanna listen. Your fuck say there wasn't in it. Cause you thought you should begin it. You should focus on your image. Steady dancing like you geeking off that lemon pepper chicken. Whole bird, straight smoking shit. This is not a diss. I just want you to stay focused, bitch. Ain't what you supposed to be. Ain't been high since boys, man. Fuck these rapping niggas. I'm no longer doing shows with them. I was cool and posted in. He posted about a Logan in. I thought it was a joke, but he sound a little too serious. Tweeting with the emphasis. Just came home on Christmas, bitch. Must ain't get no Christmas gift, but Coley, Coke, and Richie Rich. I'm buzzing, you try me, it's ugly. I stay around some ratchet hoes, I must have got a breast reduction left or something. Thought you was a pimp, go check your bitch or something. I'm minding my business, homie. Now I see what niggas phony. Now look at you by your lonely. Ain't nobody getting killed, but you just lost another homie. Let's just have a silent moment. Pour it out for angry homie. Why is you complaining, homie? Supposed to be campaigning, homie.
Look at the way they one take.
Missing like the diamonds in your chain. You just seen a nigga shining hard after night. Leave you missing like the diamonds in your chain. You just seen a nigga shining hard after night. Really was killing this shit, really was killing this shit. Too big, nigga, I'm rich, act like a bitch, you want me down, see, that wasn't what I was just saying. On that little song, I'm about it. I want Beyonce.
Old ass nigga acting like a bitch and shit. We ain't gonna call you RJ, we gonna call you OG. You ain't that older than me, but your style's old, that shit is weak.
Romance, you like a homer. I'ma know you want the romance.
only one.
Nigga.
Oh, gee, you the twin type, pussy kitty, little toe. Why your ass with baby white, head is just small as size. I ain't mad, don't speak, he just leave your ass on ice. I done seen it, mommy, yes, on Netflix. Check it out, hey, he been in the with his weapon. Is he busy, he gon' teach your ass a lesson.
You can call this one dumbass. Once I'm drinking, I'll call you a dumbass. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick. Dumbass to you, man. I spent your chain on the outfit. Walked in and announced me. No, I'm fast, you'll be late. No more pork chops today. I'm eating rappers today. They gon' be laughing today, dumbass. Drugs got you in the red. I'm in the booth with 200 for bubbass. Drugs got you in the red. I'm in the booth with 200 for bubbass. Drugs got you in the red. I'm in the booth with 200 for bubbass. Drugs got you in the red. Drugs got you in the red. Say my name with some respect. I'ma pull up with a chain. What him up, knock him down. Draco said you just went out like a dumbass. You like a widow, ain't even got one tag. With the haircut, you look just like a dumbass. Can't bring the sucker around, cause we on the paper chance, you know we run last. I hit the trap like a steam. President, you in the riddle, and I'm on run fast. Had a baggie on the comeback. Guarantee this nigga never ever come back. I just gave you a toe tag.
Now you know you done fucked up, right?
This fuck, nigga.
You said you
I
bought
just
the
like
beat.
It, yo, guys.
At 11, no, you got 11, no, you said 10,
9:30. Show your rope, I'm an 8, my nigga. Brother 8, I'ma whoop, you get 8, bitches on number 8, RJ lay in your brain,
in your game,
you high in your brain, how you about to get 8? Now you about to get A.
Fuck around, get A. Fuck around, get A.
This is genius.
I know if you get A. Fuck around and get A.
It's too late. I'm in freezer, bitch. Take a freezer, I'm a real.